Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 6th of August, The First Marriage. It is important to look at the first marriage between Adam and the woman, who was later named Eve, because their marriage is a type or picture of the marriage of Christ and his bride, the Church. For this reason, it provides us with a foundational pattern which God intends to establish in every godly marriage. Jesus explained that in order to understand the covenant of marriage by which God joins a godly couple, we need to first understand the creation of man or mankind as male and female. Jesus said, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Furthermore, we need to understand the season of godly courtship leading to marriage by which a man and a woman leave their father and mother and choose one another. The present heavens and earth were created as the context in which God's everlasting covenant purpose would be accomplished. In the unfolding of their covenant plan, Yahweh Elohim created man on the sixth day of creation. Moses summarized God's creation of man by writing, "So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female in identity he created them." Clearly, the creation of the first man was not complete until the woman was taken from the man and they were joined as one in marriage. The creation of mankind as male and female happened through the offering work of the Son of God. The Son created all things on behalf of God the Father, for the Father is the source of all creation. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 19 verse 4, Matthew chapter 19 verse 5, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, Genesis chapter 2 verses 22 to 24, Genesis chapter 5 verse 2, John chapter 1 verse 3, and Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9. For further study, Genesis chapter 1.